In this bulletin, a heavy-handed warning for Melbourne residents as the city prepares to return to lockdown. The ACT records 3 new coronavirus infections after a month of no cases. And in Formula One, is 2-time world champion Fernando Alonso set for a comeback? With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Victoria Police are warning Melbourne residents there's a high chance they'll be caught if they break coronavirus lockdown rules. From midnight, residents of metropolitan Melbourne and the Mitchell Shire will be confined to their homes except for work, study, caregiving and exercise. Bars, restaurants and gyms will close down again, and travel to regional Victoria will not be allowed without a valid reason. 250 Defence Force personnel will join hundreds of police officers to enforce the measures, and residents face fines of up to $1,600 for breaching the rules. Victoria Police Chief Commissioner Shane Patton says those caught flouting the law should expect to be caught.
We are going to have significant rolling checkpoints, roadblocks at a range of areas, active police patrols, local patrols, specialists. We're going to be using our number plate recognition technology. So the opportunities of being intercepted and being given infringement if you're not supposed to be out there are very, very high. I wouldn't want to be betting against it if I was out there doing the wrong thing.
Victoria has recorded 134 new coronavirus cases today, 11 are linked to known outbreaks, and 123 cases are under investigation. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has promised there'll be further financial support for businesses affected by renewed coronavirus restrictions in Melbourne. The government is under increasing pressure to continue economic stimulus as Melbourne prepares to re-enter Stage 3 lockdown. The Treasurer has revealed modelling showing the return to restrictions will cost the state around $1 billion a week. But the Prime Minister says further financial support will meet the needs of specific industries and communities.
This is about tailoring a national program to provide support where the support is needed. And because of what has happened in Victoria, obviously the need there will be far greater than was previously, and that need will be met.
A Victorian teenager holidaying on the New South Wales south coast has tested positive to coronavirus. The teen and his family all returned a negative test result before leaving Victoria. However, state authorities contacted the family when they arrived in the New South Wales town of Murrimbula, admitting that there'd been a testing error. The family is now in isolation, and authorities are contacting patrons that were at the Tathra Hotel that the family visited. It comes as the New South Wales government considers further restrictions on towns along the Victorian border. More than 50,000 permits have been granted, allowing residents of border towns to cross into Victoria after the border closed at midnight last night. But Premier Gladys Berejiklian has urged residents of these towns not to travel to other parts of New South Wales and warned that she'd impose tougher lockdown measures in such communities if needed.
The probability of contagion in New South Wales, given what's happening in Victoria, is extremely high. The probability that we need to be tougher on those border restrictions is extremely high. I ask everybody in those border communities, including residents in New South Wales who live in Albury or Moama or other places across the border, do not travel to other parts of New South Wales unless you absolutely have to.
The ACT has recorded 3 new coronavirus cases. They're the first cases to be detected in the territory for a month. Chief Minister Andrew Barr says the cases are all from the same household and are linked to an outbreak in Victoria. Arrivals from Victoria will be banned in the ACT, with anyone needing to enter required to apply for an exemption. The Northern Territory has also closed its borders to anyone coming from anywhere in Victoria. Before today, travellers from the southern state were required to isolate for 14 days on entering the NT. But Michael Gunner says the borders will now be closed to all Victorians until further notice. Victoria is now completely isolated from its mainland neighbours. In sport, two-time world champion Fernando Alonso was reportedly set to return to Formula One with Renault next year. The 38-year-old is expected to replace Australian Daniel Ricciardo, who's moving to McLaren at the end of the season. Alonso left Formula One at the end of 2018 after a final stint with McLaren. Well, now the weather across Australia for tomorrow. Perth, partly cloudy, 16 degrees. Adelaide, mostly sunny and 16. Melbourne, similar conditions, 16. Hobart, mostly sunny, 13. Canberra, morning fog and light frost, 14 degrees. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 18. Sydney, also partly cloudy, 17 degrees. Newcastle, much the same and 19. Brisbane, showers and 21. Cairns, a shower or two, 27. And Darwin, sunny and 32 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.